Ooh, so calming. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We explore hidden gems in the Wisconsin State Park system, which counted more than 22 million visits in the system during its last budget year. Join in on State Parks, where you find solitude, natural beauty, places to restore. 800-642-1234. Conversation on State Park Tips, 800-642-1234. Missy Van Landit is Recreation Partnerships Section Chief for the Department of Natural Resources. Missy, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me, Kate. I'm glad to be here.
Well, before we dive into your list, what does hidden gem mean to you, really? How do you define it when you think about the properties in your system?
You know, I think about hidden gems as being kind of anything you want it to be. There's a lot of different definitions. To me, it's seeing the popular properties at different times of the year or participating in different activities at those properties. But it can also mean some of our less loved properties out there. We've had a lot of conversations about hidden gems, and I'm hoping to bring you some of the true hidden gems today.
Oh, now we got to add one more hidden to that. I get it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so October being peak fall color season in many areas of the state, what's a quiet destination to admire the autumn leaves?
There are so many, you know, one that I really love. I have a long list, but we can start in the northeast part of the state. I love Whitefish Dunes State Park in the fall. There are a number of trails there. They've got really beautiful variety of tree types there. So you can get all of the fall colors that you're looking for, but you can mix it with views of Lake Michigan. Ooh. And you're not bound to, you know, a lot of people go to Peninsula or Pottawatomie, the other parks in Door County, but Whitefish Dunes is kind of that sleeper property for fall color viewing.
Okay. So work us down your list and down the state. What's next? What should we check out?
Yeah, Kettle Moraine Southern Forest, but the northern unit. So kind of up in that Fond du Lac County over in that area, the Parnell Tower, that can be really popular this time of year for fall color viewing. But if you check it out during the week or go on some of those other times that, you know, for sunset or sunrise, that's a great place to check out. Again, tons of trails. I think people always think about fall color viewing from vista opportunities.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But actually getting out onto trails and just exploring, whether it's biking or hiking, there's great ways to experience fall color from down on the ground too.
And speaking of those overlooks, Gibraltar Rock near Lodi, you look down at from these gorgeous soaring bluffs. Can you explain that vista for us?
Yeah, Gibraltar Rock to me is one of those true hidden gems, because you can view that from any time of the year, winter or summer, any time of the day, because you really get 360 views. You can get the sunrise and the sunset. You're 500 feet over the river basin there, and you're getting views of the edge of the Driftless area. And the Ice Age Trail goes through there too, so you can kind of kill two birds with one stone by checking out the views and hiking on the Ice Age Trail. It's a really gorgeous part of the state. It's unlike any other spot to be able to view the edge of the Driftless area and get really extensive views to the west and to the east.
Okay, so when we're going along I-94 near the Dells, you pass the sign for Mill Bluff State Park, and some people might drive right past it. What can we see at Mill Bluff?
Mill Bluff is a great area to check out fall color. You know, it's a wonderful area, especially if you're going north, you know, traveling up to Minnesota or northern Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and you need to pull off for a quick picnic or to stretch your legs. Mill Bluff is one not to be missed. It is a true hidden gem. There is a little campground there, and there's a small beach if you're going in the summer, but you can actually hike up the stone stairs and get, again, great views up there. You get the airfields. You get wonderful views to the east and the west. That's a really popular area of the state where there's oak savannas. So it's wonderful, like the browns and the oranges. It's a great fall color place to check out kind of the oak savanna part of the state.
And I think I read there are petroglyphs in the mix. There are rock carvings there.
There are. And that is a good transition to also Rocher Cree State Park. Both of them have the petroglyphs. Rochercree is another one. They actually close their gates for winter around October 10th. And so you can still get in there this weekend. Otherwise, you can join off the trail on Check Avenue, I believe, for the winter. So the property is open all season long. And the stairs up to the top for fall color viewing are open all season long. If we get snow, though, they're not maintained for winter use, but you can access them. You can see the petroglyphs, but you can also hike up and get those expansive views all across that part of the state.
Talking about outdoor offerings with the DNR's Recreation Partnerships Section Chief, Missy Van Landit is here. Join in on planning a state park visit this fall to someplace new, perhaps. Trails you haven't tried, campsites, 800-642-1234. You're listening to The Morning Show, and there's more conversation ahead on state parks on the Ideas Network. Wisconsin State Park System is a gem, and there are hidden gems in the system that are breathtaking, dare we say, insta-worthy, right? Join in on your favorite escape in our state park system in the fall and winter seasons, where you typically don't see a lot of people. 800-642-1234. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. We have the DNR's Missy Van Landit, who stays with us. Okay, Missy, on to waterfalls. And you have some love. You're a big fan of the Big and Little Manitou Falls at Pattison State Park near Superior. What do you love?
Well, I just love how they're the classic waterfalls. I mean, the Big Manitou is the fourth highest waterfall east of the Rockies. So you're just going to get really impressive waterfalls there. But I think one of the little hidden gems to know is people go for the waterfalls, but stay for the trails and actually check out the Beaver Trail. It's a 2-mile trail that's been fully restored that follows the river. And it's part of the boreal forest up north. And so you're going to get really amazing bright yellows and oranges if you check out that trail. So don't just pull off to the side of the road and check out the waterfalls. Stay for the trails, have a picnic, and enjoy your time at Pattison.
How do the trails intermingle with the falls themselves?
There are actually a couple of trails. You can continue on the Beaver Trail, and that'll take you over to Little Manitou. So the trails do kind of intersect and take you past the waterfalls on both ends.
Okay. And I think I read there's a selfie stand at the south overlook at Big Manitou Falls. So, you know, I would imagine we're in good company of beauty.
Absolutely. That's really the neat thing. People don't realize you can get views on both sides of the falls. So on the north side and the south side, if you want to take the trail around.
Okay. On your list of waterfalls, what's next? Where are you taking us?
Well, some true hidden gems in the southern part of the state. Many people don't realize in the summer, they check out Stevens Falls at Governor Dodge, but fall is a wonderful time to check it out too. Much less visitation to check out there. So go to Stevens Falls at Governor Dodge. And the Sand Cave Trail at Wyalusing. So two hidden gems in the southwest part of the state. Wyalusing obviously has amazing views of the rivers, especially if you get up into the Homestead Campground and some of those ones up on top. But tuck your way into the back of Wyalusing State Park and venture down the Sand Cave Trail. There are two, maybe even three waterfalls along that trail that you can actually touch, take pictures in front of for that Insta-worthy moment. But you can actually go over to Nelson Dewey State Park as well for really amazing views to the west and of the river for fall.
And that's
during the fall time frame.
That's what I really like. I mean, if you want gently tumbling falls rather than these steep plunges, because you can kind of get closer to those smaller falls and maybe, you know, I don't know. Where can we go for those gentle tumble of falls?
The wild rivers. And that's one thing we haven't talked about a lot and many people don't realize, but we've got really neat wild rivers properties in the north. And to me, that is really, when you want to get into the heart of the definition of hidden gems, the wild rivers properties are where it's at. Some of them only have a couple of access points. Some you can only access from the road, but there are a lot of different gently rolling waterfalls at some of those properties. Ones that I really like for sure are the Pine and Popple Wild Rivers. And there are eight actually named wild rivers between those two, in addition to all like the gently rolling rapids and falls that aren't named. So the wild rivers in the northeast part of the state is a place to go to be hidden and to find those gems.
We had a listener sent an email saying that their favorite overlook is at Brigham County Park, bordering Blue Mountain State Park, overlooking the Baraboo Hills.
Yeah, there's a lot of people go to Blue Mound for fall color when they go up to the top of the park, and there's two towers up there. But if you go across the road, there's what adjoins Blue Mound State Park is or Brigham is a portion of Blue Mound called Pleasure Valley. And that was actually on my list. So there is a beautiful trail that goes through there. It's called the Weeping Rock Trail. So with the rain that we've had, you're likely to see a little bit of cascading waterfalls here and there, but it's a really amazing part of the park that is a true little hidden gem. You go down into a beautiful canyon, lots of really neat plants in there. You'll start to see the changing fall colors, the ferns. You cross the stream a few times, and when you circle back up on top for Pleasure Valley, you can absolutely see fall color. I want to say, if I remember correctly, there's a couple benches up there, and you can see the Capitol from up there.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. The DNR's Missy Van Landit has visited all the state parks as Recreation Partnerships Section Chief. Join in on your amazing views on your hikes, 800-642-1234. You're listening to The Morning Show. There's more conversation in store on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent, the DNR's Recreation Partnerships Chief, Missy Van Landit, telling us about state parks and trails to visit in all corners of the state and the ones that deserve more attention for their breathtaking natural features that call us, maybe don't attract so much attention. Join in on your state park hidden gems, 800-642-1234. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. And Missy stays with us. Let's bring on a call. Kimberly is with us from Arena. Kimberly, what would you like to bring up?
Hi. So maybe you've heard of it. There's a book that was published a few years ago called Waterfalls in Wisconsin. And it's got, not only does it go into detail about most of the waterfalls in Wisconsin, it has like 5 to 6 hour loop routes that you can do of the waterfalls. And I think it's got like four or five of those. My son and I did one of those last year on Thanksgiving, and let me tell you, I saw a lot of fall colors and a lot of cool waterfalls and whatnot, and it was just a really cool time.
What did you see? Where did you go?
So we did a loop we went all the way from, we were in Fox Lake, we went all the way to Green Bay and back up and around. So Green Bay was the end point. But I know we saw a variety of waterfalls. We saw some there's one that used to be a mill. I don't remember the name, but it used to be a mill, but is a really gently flowing one that we just walked right across and everything. But then we saw some of the larger ones that we were standing on the top, and it was like a 17-foot drop or whatnot. But I just remember he had a really great time, and we were planning on doing another one this year.
Oh, I love it. Kimberly, thank you for sharing. Missy, what about Kimberly's itinerary and where to perhaps take the next route?
There are so many. You know, one that I would highly recommend, there's not as many state properties up there, but Florence County does a Florence County waterfall loop in and of itself that's promoted by the county. So I would highly suggest that. But you can also go over to our friends at the Department of Tourism at Travel Wisconsin, and they have all kinds of different ideas for fall color viewing and waterfall viewing.
The DNR says state parks received over 22 million visitors in this last budget year, and that's nearly 7 million more than the target goal. So what is drawing more people to the parks, do you think?
I think people throughout the pandemic have just wanted to get outside and be active. And it's been the place that you can go and to have those safe, accessible opportunities. It gives people an opportunity to get space from one another, you know, especially during a pandemic. Our visitation did drop back a little bit this year, but we're still about 12% over average years. And that's a good target to be at. It's still really high visitation. I think people are just drawn to the natural resources and they're drawn to being active in the outdoors.
I would imagine you would have thought that there would have been a little bit of that drop back at this point, you know, in the pandemic, that that would have been expected. Do you have enough ability to do the maintenance and upgrades that you need?
You know, we're always adjusting to what our resources are. I think we're still feeling the effects of the pandemic, just like many other businesses across the state are. It was very difficult to hire this year. We're hoping that that improves next year. But as many businesses, and especially tourism-related industry businesses, it was difficult to hire our seasonal staff this year. And we had about 100 less than we normally do. So we're certainly scrambling. We want to make sure that people have an enjoyable time, that the restrooms are clean, that we're there to answer your questions. So we just appreciate the patience and appreciate that everyone is continuing to come and enjoy our state's natural resources.
Let's go to Patrick in Eagle. Patrick, what would you like to bring up?
Well, I've lost a hidden gem. I have, there is a place in Wisconsin which features the Niagara Escarpment, this ridge of hard stone runs across the north of the central part of the country, forms the basis of Niagara Falls. There's a park where you can camp, you can walk on the stone, you can walk in amongst cracks and fissures of this massive wall of rock, and I just lost track of what the name is and the location.
Okay, Missy can help you out. Missy, go ahead.
Well, there's a few actually where you can check out the Niagara Escarpment. You may be thinking of Peninsula State Park up in Door County, in which they do have trails that go right along the Niagara Escarpment. But you can see that at High Cliff State Park and at Pottawatomie State Park too.
Does that help, Patrick?
Yes, it does, because I was there and it was amazing. And I just stopped in on a whim. But after that, I lost it.
And Missy, can you explain what this looks like? I mean, this massive limestone cliff and how it works at some of these properties.
It can really be, you know, a defining geological feature at those properties, especially at High Cliff and Peninsula, more notably, where you can get up close and personal. One of my favorite viewing areas is one of the trails, and the name is escaping me. I do forget sometimes, but there is a couple trails at Peninsula in which you can be right down on the bay. So the water is on one side and the Niagara Escarpment is on the other. What I think is incredible is that you can look straight up at this cliff, but if you look closely and if you're in tune to entomology or to the flora and fauna, the Niagara Escarpment is actually home to hundreds of unique species of plants, insects, and animals that are found in no other area of the country other than on the Niagara Escarpment.
Wow. Wow. That is so cool. Talking with Missy Van Landit, Recreation Partnerships Section Chief for the DNR, talking about hidden gems, places to go in the fall and winter seasons. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Missy, how about the Mammoth Hike Challenge that the Ice Age Trail Alliance is issuing? Can you explain the challenge and what people might be able to see?
Well, the challenge goes for the month of October, and it challenges people, I believe, to hike about 40 miles of segments of the Ice Age Trail. Now, there's over 1,500 miles for you to hike and to visit three trail communities. And so you can check that out at iceagetrail.org. We're actually, you can form it and do it as a team as well. So your family members, if you have three or four family members and you go out for a hike and you hike the same segment, all of those miles count towards the challenge. So it's a great opportunity, like I was saying before, to check out fall color, maybe from the ground, and to be more remote and to have a great variety of scenic opportunities across the state of Wisconsin.
I like how the Ice Age Trail Alliance had some challenges for people doing this. Listen more and talk less. Stop at every bench to rest and reflect. And there were others. It was really nice to see those types of things, like not only go out on these trails, but try these things while you're out there. Let's go to Elizabeth in Madison. Elizabeth, hi. What would you like to bring up?
Yes, I came halfway through the show, so I'm not sure. Did you talk about Buckhorn State Park? We happen to be, my daughter and I are going tomorrow camping.
Ooh.
And yes, freezing, but camping. And we've never been there. We like to try out different state parks, and we don't really know anything about it.
Okay, Buckhorn State Park, Nisida, Missy?
Yes, on part of the chain of lakes over there and the flowages. You are going at the right time, Elizabeth, because Buckhorn is one of those properties that's known for mosquitoes in the summer. So I think you're going at a perfect time. There are a lot of hiking trails. Some of the campsites even have water access. There is an accessible viewing opportunity there and accessible hunting blinds as well. So you are going to have a great time, and it will be gorgeous and bug-free.
That sounds wonderful. Elizabeth, thank you for calling in. Missy, you had mentioned closing gates at a state park earlier, and I'm wondering, do all the state parks, are they open to visitors this fall, or what should you do ahead of time before you go out?
Sure. All of our state parks are open one way or another. Some of them do have winter access opportunities where the roads may not be plowed. But yes, all of the parks are open year round, and it just may vary. But on our webpage, if you go to dnr.wi.gov, you can search our properties, and there are a lot of different elements that you can click in your search. So whether it's by location or activity, you can search that out. It will also give you information about those properties. And we have a property notices section. And so if there is a trail segment that's closed or any other thing like that that you should know that could affect your experience, it'll be listed on those pages.
Okay, good to know. So I guess dealer's choice here. Is there anything we haven't touched on that you really want to point out to us before we have to go?
Yeah, just lastly, in the western part of the state, three unique ways to see hidden gems and to experience the glory of fall in Wisconsin. Check out mountain biking at Kinnikinick State Park. You can check out paddling at Merrick State Park on the Trempealeau. And you can go to Wildcat State Park and check out fall color from a horse.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. And so, we often think about hiking, but you've got the horse and you've got the canoeing. And so there's so many different options once you get to these parks.
Absolutely. There's such a variety to see. If you wait long enough in the northern part of the state, you might even see fall color from a snowmobile, depending on the time of year. So there's all kinds of ways for you to recreate and enjoy fall in Wisconsin.
One more thing, dark sky. I know we're talking, fall colors. Any tips on seeing that dark sky?
Newport State Park in Door County is one of our only designated dark sky parks in Wisconsin and one of only eight in the country. And Wildcat Mountain is quick on its heels. The Friends Group there, in cooperation with Kickapoo Valley Reserve, is trying to list Wildcat Mountain State Park as our second dark sky park, and they're still in the application process. So check out Newport in Door County, but you can definitely get a good flair for dark sky by checking out Wildcat too.
Missy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Missy Van Landit is Recreation Partnerships Section Chief for the State DNR. I'm Kate Archer Kent. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.